I'm glad you are tuned in to the Saturday Light Brigade today. It's nice to have you here. And you picked a good day to be tuned in because you are about to hear a couple singers who are going to sing a duet, and then they're going to sing individually. They, along with their two accompanists, are all students at North Allegheny High School, where the music program is facilitated by Dave Wotan, a Pennsylvania Teacher of the Year for his great work in encouraging music. And I'm hoping everybody can hear okay. We're in great shape. Well, please, we'll talk with each of them, but throughout this half hour. But Cody Piper and Dan Mullen-Polly are the accompanists throughout the day. Did I get all that right? All right, I'm close. Is it Don? Dan? Okay, got it. And singing today with you, Emily Carr and Keaton McCucci. And as I said, we'll learn more about them throughout the hour. But first, you'll hear a duet as we are pleased to welcome Emily and Keaton and accompanists to the Saturday Light Brigade.
Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes a sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the world. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, I have been changed for good. It well may be that we will never meet again in this lifetime. So let me say before we part, so much of me is made of what I've learned from you. On my heart. So now, whatever way our stories end, I know you have rewritten mine by being my friend. Like a ship blown from its mooring by a wind off the sea, like a seed dropped by a sky bird in a distant
dropped by a
I knew you.
That was terrific, and that's the song For Good, and that's from Wicked, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you two known each other?
Just through high school, I think.
Yeah, we met in our freshman year, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And mostly out of common interests, I would imagine.
Yes, chorus, musical, you know.
All those things. Is that pretty? When I was in high school, if you were in band or chorus or orchestra, that dominated a lot of your life, and I'm assuming it probably does, right?
Yes, yeah, pretty much all of it. Pretty much all of your life.
I mean, I was just a drummer, and it dominated a lot of my life in marching band and band. There's a lot I want to ask you. They were accompanied by Cody Piper, by the way, and Emily Keaton. We'll start with you. Just tell me more about yourself and, you know.
Well, I'm Emily.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Emily.
Well, I like to sing and act. I've been doing the musicals with Keaton, and we do two choirs at school, chamber choir and concert choir from North Allegheny, and I really enjoy doing that. I like to bike and run sometimes.
Were you scared the first time you got up on stage before an audience?
It was a long time ago, so I don't really remember. I remember being nervous beforehand, but once you get out there, you stop being as nervous.
What is it like now when you're on stage in a musical or play? Because you've been in a lot of plays, right?
Yeah. Honestly, it's incredible. I really love being on stage in musicals. It's kind of like one of those moments that you just really cherish. You don't really get to be on stage that much as a performer. You practice and practice and practice, and then you get those few performances. So,
well, and you both, have, I can't really put my finger on the best way to express it, but kind of like this kind of musical voices and looks like all is going to be okay. Do you ever like go through life? Do you ever create a musical around what you're doing and narrate your own life? Fess up here, Keaton.
Actually, yes. I often make up little ditties like from my life. Like instead of saying something, I just like sing it. And it sounds terrible all the time.
Cody, Dan, Emily, you think we could coax an example out of Keaton?
Oh, no. No, that's bad. That's
okay.
Maybe later.
I understand. It's like, here we are in the radio machine. The windows are shiny and the walls are green.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, I do that a lot. Do people often ask you to stop? They do that with me.
Actually, they do. Yeah.
We might be able to be therapeutic to one another. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Keaton.
Okay. Well, I kind of have the same story as
same
Emily.
Story.
Like shows, two choirs. We both went to different performing arts schools when we were younger.
Oh, well, which ones did you go to?
I went to Act One Theater School.
I went to a school called Spotlight Performing Arts Academy.
Yeah. So both great. Uh-huh. I think we both had really phenomenal experiences there.
Mm-hmm.
It's where we learned everything.
Pretty much.
But yeah, that's kind of it.
Okay. Well, there's more I want to ask both of you. And I want to talk with Cody just briefly since he accompanied you on the last song and I think is going to on the next song. Cody, you're a junior at North Allegheny?
Right, yeah.
And, how long have you played piano?
I've been playing since 5 and a half, so like 10 and a half years,
practically. So playing while another person sings, is that something you've done before? before much, or have the experiences you've had, I imagine, North Allegheny, this is like your first year in the senior, you guys have that that kooky 9th-10th thing, and then it's not really kooky, a lot of schools do it, but you've got an intermediate high school and a senior high school.
Right.
So is this new, the idea of playing for somebody else?
I mean, I've done it once or twice before, but usually since I play with the chorus or like I'm solo, I haven't really done it that much, but I've done it for a couple other people before this, but not like live on the radio, just like for their voice recitals and stuff. So
yeah, I think it would be not challenging, but just take challenging certainly, but I mean it would take a special skill to be able to lay down the music in the way that the person you're accompanying.
Yeah, you got to be good at following them. So that's what our teacher always said to me. You have to be a good musician to be able to follow people. And I think Dan and I are pretty good musicians, so I think we're pretty good at following them. But you know,
great. Do you play other music?
For my solo, for my teacher that teaches me solo, Natalie Phillips, I play classical music, and then for chorus, I play a lot of music like this, or we play jazz, or like some classical stuff, and we do a cappella stuff, and I'll sing for that for chorus too. So we do a wide variety of stuff in chorus.
Excellent. You guys really have an amazing music program under Mr. Woden's leadership.
Right.
Is there anybody you'd like to say hi to?
My mom and like everybody who she told to listen to this. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cody's mom. Cody's mom, tell all your friends tune in every week, not just this week when Cody's here. We'll talk to Dan as well as both Emily and Keaton a little bit more in a moment. We have plenty of time to listen to you today. Let me first just quickly note that you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. It's just about 11 o'clock, a minute before. Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org. Quick check of weather, mostly cloudy today, high near 28, partly cloudy tonight, low around 16, partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 43, wind gusts up to 21 tomorrow. Currently 21 in Clarion and Indiana, 20 in Grove City, 23 degrees in Washington, New Concord, and Pittsburgh. And now, see, we gave you a little rest there. We should have had you sing the weather forecast, Keaton.
Yeah,
you could have done
totally
a great job. I don't know if anything rhymes with weather. Here we are together. Now here comes the weather.
It doesn't have to rhyme. It just has to sound good.
Well, that's true. The rhymes are fun, though. But what's going to happen next? I think now we have a solo from Emily coming up next. And what are you going to sing?
I'm going to be singing Now That I've Seen Her from Miss Saigon.
And once again, Cody Piper will be the accompanist. And you're going to hear from Emily Carr as we continue our Youth Expression Showcase on the Saturday Light Brigade.
It's all right. It's all right when you just imagine there's no face. She's not real. And you can tell yourself it's all okay. But she's here. And my heart cries, this isn't happening. But the truth is cold and real. And I know that this storm won't go away.
that filled the air, part of him still lingered there. I know what pain her life today must be, but if it all comes down to her or me, I don't care. I swear.
Emily, you are outstanding. That's Emily Carr, and you're smiling, so you think you did well, I hope. it's gotta be. Do you feel like you're your own worst critic sometimes?
Definitely. I'm definitely my own worst critic. Yes.
I think a lot of performers are. That just gave me chills listening to it. Now, do you know where? I know you plan on studying music education. From an email you sent earlier, do you know where you'll be going to school after graduation?
I don't know where I'm going to school yet. Me and Keaton actually are in the process of auditioning for schools.
Oh, that's really great. It must be totally free of stress and urgency.
Yes.
Have you had them all done yet?
I had my first one at Ohio State last week, and then I have one at CMU coming up next weekend, Penn State maybe 2 weeks from that, and Michigan State maybe like a week after that. So they're all close to each other, but I've had one so far.
I'm curious, do they do those blind? Are you hidden from the folks? Because I know they do that with instrumentalists a lot, but with voice, well, first, your gender is more or less obvious, so it's not like you would be hiding that. Oh, well, I guess it is obvious. I don't mean you personally. I meant one's gender is obvious. but also your poise and how you carry yourself as you're singing is probably part of what's being evaluated.
Definitely.
Not just pure musicianship,
yes.
As I try to get the blush out of my face here. How do you think you did? That's got to be just I can't imagine not only the aspect of auditioning, but kind of feeling like something you've worked for so long has to be crystallized, capsulized into, is it 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
Since I'm doing music education, we sing three entire songs. But I know for Keaton, she gets to sing like 16 bars for some places. The thing that you can count on is that these people are very trained in listening to voices, so they know they can hear how good you are based on just a little bit of singing. So it does take a little bit of the pressure off.
That's good. So it's almost like with writing samples, and you kind of. They're looking for, fundamentals, and they can tell whether you've got them or not. Who taught you that? I mean, the knowledge of that. Did a voice teacher sort of give you some hints about that?
The knowledge of auditioning or just singing in general?
Well, audition and also knowing how to best approach it.
Well, our chorus teacher at Nash, his name is Mr. Pontier. He helps us a lot. He gives us a lot of great advice on auditions, and then my voice teacher, Betsy Lawrence, she also has helped me a lot in just just how to carry yourself in an audition, how to go about auditioning, what to sing. She's really great with that.
I never really thought about that aspect until today, and I've talked with people who sang for a long time, and I never thought about the nuances of auditioning. Now, music mm-hmm. education as opposed to performance, was that a tough decision for you? It's always reversible, but I mean, what made you focus on education?
Interestingly enough, it wasn't that tough of a decision just because I want to perform still after college. It's not like end all, I'm going to go teach and never do this again. It's just a matter of I want a degree that I can do something with for sure at some point. I'm sure I don't want to be singing professionally when I'm, 50 years old. So
watch it now.
We'll see. No, but I want to keep my options open. And so I'm thinking I'll just keep myself trained and we'll see what happens after college. But I want that music education degree in my back pocket.
That's great. Before I turn to Keaton, did you want to acknowledge anybody or say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Well, I can say hello to my family, Dad, Mom, Carolyn, Michael. And then also I'd like to thank Mr. Wotan for giving us the opportunity to do this. And thank my amazing voice teacher, Betsy Lawrence, for everything that she's done for me and helping me in the past 2 years.
Great. Thank you. And you're going to hear a song from Keaton in a moment. But Keaton, why don't we talk for a little bit, just to get to know you a little bit better. Okay. What are your plans for after graduating?
I am auditioning, like Emily said, and I'm auditioning at schools, hopefully to pursue musical theater or just straight drama. So at some places, I might not even be singing.
I was really surprised to hear Emily say that she might get to sing 3 songs when you're auditioning for music education, but that you in musical theater might only get 16 bars. Mm-hmm. It seems almost counterintuitive. Do you know why it's done that way?
Well, musical theater, as opposed to music education, is a mixture of the three, of dancing, acting, and singing.
Ah,
so
of course.
Singing is, yeah. I mean, it is a huge part of what you are as a performer, but you also have those other things to show them. So I get to do monologues and a dance audition as well. However, 16 bars is still a very short amount of time to show
them. Oh, yeah. It's hardly anything.
Yeah. So, it's a lot of pressure to, get your best out there. But,
these are things I haven't thought about for a while. I always think about musical theater as acting and singing, but I never really thought about the fact that dance is a part of it, too. Mm-hmm. So that has to be a really rough audition. Are you allowed to use the same material across all the schools, or do some schools require an audition piece of a certain type?
They all have different requirements. However, there are some things that you can use for 2 schools. I have approximately 5 songs in my book, which is like the songs that I'll take to every audition, and I can pick from those 5.
And where have you applied so far?
Yesterday I actually had my audition at the University of Michigan, so I just drove back last night, so I got that one out of the way. Next week I'll be auditioning at CMU the same day as her, except for musical theater, not music.
Right, so no competition.
Right, thankfully.
Yes.
And then I'm applying to Penn State, University of Hartford, and Roosevelt University, also for musical theater. And for drama, I'll be applying to Juilliard, Northwestern, and Fordham.
Wow. So just yes. a small collection of your lesser-known schools coming together.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Well, I was kind of like that, too. I applied to 6 schools and was looking – well, that's the exact number of ways, you can roll 1 die, of the dice, and it came up on 1 of the 6. You'll need 1 with, 9 maybe?
Yeah.
I'm told. I wanted the Dan, are you going to be playing at all, or you're here primarily for support of Cody?
Yeah, I'll be playing the next.
Oh, you're going to play the next one. Great. I'll give you guys a chance to switch over, and then we'll introduce you to Dan Mullen-Polly. And I want to make sure everybody gets a chance. Cody, I'm sorry, after I had you move away from the mic, do you have plans yet? Have you? I mean, as a junior, you still got a little bit to go here, but have you thought about music? It sounds like you're pretty musical.
Yeah, probably performance. Also, double majoring, actually, in engineering, too, because I'm pretty big math science person, and like Emily said, you kind of need that like fallback if the music doesn't work out. So,
a lot of people do that, including me.
Yeah.
So it's something you can end up, you know, doing both things. And
yeah.
I know you already know that, but there's a lot of people. I don't have a degree in anything liberal arts based, but I do have a degree in engineering, which has helped me in doing this type of stuff.
Yeah,
too. Dan, you're also in 11th grade.
Yeah,
and
I'm a junior at North Allegheny.
And do you play other instruments besides
I
piano?
I do. I'm actually a string bass player.
Ah.
I play a lot of string bass and electric bass for fun.
What genre do you like to play?
Jazz is my passion. I love playing string bass for jazz. But I'm also a member of the wind ensemble as well as the jazz ensemble at North Allegheny.
Could we get the jazz ensemble down here sometime?
Oh, I'd love to bring some guys down. We could bring in a combo or something.
That'd
we'd
really like
yeah.
that a lot.
Uh-huh.
And there's plenty of room to do that.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
What's your catalog like? Are you playing your own songs or others? Or
You know, mostly I'm just working right now. I have a lot to balance, but I do a lot of wind ensemble stuff, so that's more classical and, you know, contemporary music. But as far as jazz goes, we're playing a lot of concert, you know, standards and, you know, the regular jazz repertoire charts. Like last night, actually, we had our first winter concert for our jazz ensemble. So, you know, everything from swing to bebop to funk, Latin, you know,
nice.
We get to play a lot of cool stuff.
Does anybody record your concerts?
We do. Mr. Al Tier records every one of our concerts. He was there last night. He recorded our songs, and he makes really great CDs. And
yeah, North Allegheny High School has this little auditorium. the auditorium you guys have is amazing, and also the sound system there is incredible too. Now, accompanying other people is this, in this fashion, vocalist. Is this something new to you? Or?
I wouldn't say this is the first time I've done this, but as opposed to Cody, you know, I don't really play with the choir that much, or I don't really get to play with soloists. So this is really a great opportunity for me. With bass, actually last year, I got to be a member of the Pitt Orchestra for the musical, and they did Les Miserables, and I got to play string bass for that. So, I mean, with bass, it's kind of something I've gotten used to, but for piano, this is definitely a kind of a newer experience.
Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
My parents, definitely, and as well as both my private teachers. I started out with Lori Christman in Iowa, where I used to live. She taught me at age 4, and then I moved here 2 years ago, and I began lessons with Natasha Snitkovsky at Duquesne. Great teachers.
What was your reaction to the hills when you came here?
Oh, I was just, you know, I was getting sick. It was just crazy. I mean, I was as flat as a pancake.
Yeah,
so
sure
driving
is.
In here was just like, I felt like I was in the mountains. It was crazy.
When I, the times I've spent in Nebraska or in other, you know, the flatlands, so to speak,
right.
I mean, my biggest memory was thinking, oh, I'm almost there. Oh, I'm almost there. Oh, I'm almost there, because you see things that are so far away.
Right.
I meant to ask you, Keaton, and I totally forgot if you wanted to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anybody like Max.
Yeah, sure. Actually, hi, Mom and Max, who are right outside. And hi, Dad, and hi, Sydney, and hi, Madison, and hi, Grammy, because I know she's listening.
And
yeah.
Any teachers at all? Or
Oh, yeah. Actually, thank you, Mr. Wotan, for providing us with this awesome opportunity. And Mr. P for organizing the rides down here. And my voice teacher, Robert Fire, for teaching me everything I know about singing.
And anybody we may have forgotten.
Exactly.
What are you going to sing?
I will be singing One and Only by Adele.
And it's going to be a pleasure to hear you. If you're just joining us, all of the voices you've heard are students at North Allegheny High School. And you're about to hear Keaton Micucci. I bet you these names will be names you'll hear again as she prepares to matriculate to her freshman year as a music theater major. Here's Keaton Micucci.
God only knows why it's taken me so long to let my doubts go. 'Cause you're the only one that I want. I don't know why I'm scared. I've been here before. Every feeling, every word I've imagined it all. You never know if you never try to forget your past and simply be mine. I dare you to let me be your one and only. I promise I'm worthy.
Keaton Micucci, beautifully done and accompanied by Dan Mullen-Polly. Remember all these names. You're probably going to hear from them again. Thanks for being here at the Saturday Light Brigade.